For jokes. Good morning and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we will make it through all of the
wisdom literature.
That's right, all of the wisdom literature. And this morning we are at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 18 through 26. Or 19 through 26. So we'll read down to there. All right, why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. You already drank most of your tea? Okay, I'm going to take the microphone off here. So that way when each of us read, they can hear you. Okay, so I'm going to read 19, or Nathan, why don't you read 19 through 20? I'll read 21 through 24, and then Deborah, you can read 25 through 26. Okay. All right, Nathan, go ahead and read.
The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped up down the dew.
My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, when you lie down, and your sleep will be sweet.
Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught.
All right, so we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this
about?
B, what's the
best verse
to summarize it? And C, what are we
called to do?
Good. So what do you think verses 19 and 20 are about?
The Lord made the earth with his understanding.
So was God a dummy when he made the world?
No.
Or was God
God was
an ingenious. That's right. That's a good way to put it, right? God is wise and he has understanding, and that's how he made the world. Good. What about 21 through 26? What do you think those are about? What's he tell his son, first of all, in verse 21? What does he say in verse 21, guys? My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep wisdom and discretion. What is he telling him there?
Keep wisdom and discretion?
Yeah.
And?
Right. Is it easy to let wisdom and discretion go?
Yep.
Yep. Go ahead, Dan.
And the Lord goes with you every time.
And the Lord goes with you every time. That's true. Right? And so they will be like a life. They will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. That's right. That's right. They'll be with you everywhere you go. And so what's the promises, he says in verse 23? What's the promise? Then you will what? Verse 23. Then you will
walk in safety.
You'll walk in safety. And what about your feet?
Your feet will not stumble.
That's right. Your feet won't stumble. When you lie down, you won't be what? What's it say in verse 24? When you lie down, you won't be
afraid.
Right? But instead, have you guys ever had nightmares when you sleep?
Like super bad ones, like when we get stealed.
Oh, yeah, super bad nightmares. And sometimes sometimes you might be so worried about things going on in your life that you're not even able to sleep. But guess what? If you have wisdom and discretion, Nathan, your sleep will be sweet. Yeah. Don't be afraid of sudden terror, nor the trouble from wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your what? What's verse 26 say? The Lord will be what? Well, it says it right here. The Lord will be your
confidence.
Confidence. What do you think that means, Daniel?
The Lord will be your confidence when you're scared to death.
Yeah, when like evil people are coming against you.
And
can you find strength in God?
I can find a lot of strength.
That's right. And what?
And sometimes we can't just close our eyes and dream about the good things.
That's right. Can you pray to God?
And when you wake up and it's like a scary dream,
Mm-hmm. And us think that it's just like a dream.
Yeah, thank the Lord for that, huh? And but when things are really bad and it's not a dream, can you still have strength in God? What about when things are actually scary? What do you guys think you can do?
Go to God.
You can go to God, that's right. And he will keep your foot from being caught. What do you guys think you would underline here as the best verse to summarize this?
Where did we read again?
We read 19 to 26.
I would think 21.
Yeah, that's what I have. Yeah, that's what I have. What do you guys think you're called to do in response to this? What are you called to do?
To not be afraid
and to not sin.
Okay, so you say don't sin. Okay, so keep your feet from stumbling, right? So have wisdom so you don't sin. Good. Nathan says don't be afraid. What about you, Deborah? What are you called to do from these words?
You're supposed to have wisdom and have confidence and strength in the Lord.
All right, good, good. Yes, Daniel, you get
walk in the Lord.
Walk in the Word?
No, Lord.
Walk with the Lord?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, what about you? Do you trust that God made the world in wisdom and understanding? Do you bind them around as a grace to your neck? Do you have confidence as you go about the day because your strength is in the Lord and he's your confidence? I hope that's the truth for you today. You guys ready to pray?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's pray. God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you that your word is true and that you are wise and have all understanding. Lord, we pray that we would sit at your feet, that we would meditate upon your word, that we would find confidence in you. Please apply these words to our hearts and let us walk in wisdom. Let us know the ways of Jesus Christ and follow his law. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you find confidence in the Lord. And we'll see you tomorrow. You guys want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. Who wants to turn it off? Can someone press the red button? Oh, thank you, Dan.